Welcome back to NFL Rants and Raves. I'm Steven Miranda. On Friday, January 1st, 2016, episode 11.19, the Week 17 preview show. Happy New Year, everybody! Welcome back to the show. I am finally back after 3 weeks of much craziness in the Miranda household. I hope that you've had happy holidays, a very Merry Christmas, and a great New Year. Time to finish out the season, week 17, then 3 weeks of playoffs, a week off for the Pro Bowl, yawn. Yes, I can finally say yawn at Pro Bowl, having been witness to one last year. And then, finally, Super Bowl 50. Now, before I get into what's going to happen here in the next few weeks, let's just chomp it in and get right to it. Here we go.
Continuing to bring American football to the world, it's Steven Miranda with NFL Rants and Raves.
All right, welcome back to NFL Rants and Raves. As I said, I've been away for a few weeks. Craziness happened. My oldest daughter got sick, and then both my wife and I, Trisha and I, proceeded to get food poisoning on the same day. So we were out of commission for a while. Then last week, I actually had set up a time to record the podcast with the guest picker, Greg, the Bills fan, who put up the picks for the fans last week. And we had set up a time to record the show on Wednesday. Then some stuff happened that I won't get into on the show, and we couldn't record the show. And so we just put Greg's picks up there. He won the challenge game for the fans, so that's good for the fans. But we just could not do the show, even though it was planned. I apologize. Sometimes things just get too crazy, and then the holidays, of course, thrown in there, Christmas, now New Year's. I hope that you have celebrated and come into 2016 with a bang. I am trying to. As you can kind of still hear, there's a little nasaliness happening with my voice, and that's just because I am fighting through. I refuse to start 2016 sick. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to let it happen. So here I am. I'll start by recapping week 16. And all you have to know about week 16 is there is a team that blew their playoff chances. That's the Pittsburgh Steelers. We'll talk about how they were dealt a blow by losing to the Baltimore Ravens.
What?
That's right. The Steelers lost to the Ravens. I know it's a divisional matchup, but the Ravens are basically playing second and third stringers everywhere. And still, they found a way to beat Pittsburgh, and that just pretty much is going to be their undoing. They will need the Jets to lose. The Jets, who upset the New England Patriots in overtime. Why? Because for some strange reason, I mean, I know the reason, and I'll explain that. Bill Belichick decided to kick after winning the coin toss in overtime. The Jets took that opening kickoff, marched down the field, scored a touchdown. Tom Brady never got to touch the ball. Well, the Eagles don't wait until the end of the season to fire Chip Kelly.
What?
That's right. There was some debate whether he was going to be gone or not. People saying, well, you know, he probably could use another year. This is his first year as the GM of the team. Give him another year. Nope. Lurie said, you know what? You ain't got to go home, but you got to get up on out of here.
What?
That's right, Emma. Chip Kelly fired from the Eagles. We'll talk a little bit more about that. And finally, the Denver Broncos find a way to get into the playoffs with Brock Osweiler. They beat the Bengals in overtime after being down 14-0 to start the game in that first quarter. They came back, they tied, they went to overtime, they got a field goal, and then they kind of got after it on defense. Quarterback fumbled, messed up his hand, and DeMarcus Ware fell on the ball, and that was game over. So that's just some of the stories from Week 16. Let's get to how the Pittsburgh Steelers lost. Once again, this was a game where pretty much the Pittsburgh Steelers had playoff destiny in their own hands. All they had to do was win out, last week by beating the Baltimore Ravens, this week by beating the Cleveland Browns, and they were in, regardless of what the New York Jets did, because if they finished with the exact same record, the Steelers would get in by virtue of tiebreakers. Well, all of a sudden, they go into Baltimore. They fall and are losing pretty much the majority of the game. In the first half, it was 13-3 Baltimore. They had a 10-point lead. The Steelers cut it to 13-10 in the third quarter, but Baltimore went back up 20-13. And even though the Steelers scored a touchdown late to make it 20-17, they could never get back into it. They could not get in field goal range to try a game-tying field goal, and Baltimore won 20-17. That means that regardless of whether the Pittsburgh Steelers beat the Cleveland Browns this week or not, that's irrelevant. They need a win, but they also need the New York Jets to lose. Now, the Jets beat the New England Patriots in overtime. The Jets pretty much dominated the game. At the very beginning, they were in control of this football game. It was all them, 17-3 for a long time. The Patriots, as they often do, came back, took a lead 20-17. The Jets tied it, made it 20-20, forced overtime. This is where it gets a little crazy. The New England Patriots win the toss. Now, it's overtime. You say, you win the toss, give me the football. I want Tom Brady out there. I want to see if he could do. Look, Tom Brady had just led the game-tying touchdown down the field with like 2 minutes left in the game. He went into two-minute mode. He scored a touchdown, tied the game 20-20. They went into OT. But Bill Belichick said, no, I'm not feeling my offense right now. Despite the Jets doing pretty good in the beginning, they haven't done much here in the last fourth quarter. They got a field goal, but that's about it. We've held them. They haven't been moving the ball. I'm going to believe in my defense, so we'll kick the ball. The defense will hold them to a three and out. We'll get pretty good field position. We'll only have to go and march down the field for about 25, 30 yards. We'll get a field goal range. Gostkowski gets the field goal. We win in overtime. That was Belichick's thinking. Not bad thinking. I mean, there at least is some logic that you could see. But you also run the risk. And I think this is what people are not understanding. Sometimes arrogance can be a bad thing. And that is the arrogance of not even considering, well, if we kick off and the Jets score a touchdown, we don't even get Tom Brady to get a chance. But you feel that confident about your defense. You feel that confident about your team. And there is a little bit of arrogance with that. You say, we'll kick it off, we'll get it right back, and we'll win this football game. You never consider for a minute second that the Jets will score a touchdown, and you'll never get to put your offense on the field. That's just bad thinking. You win the toss, you take the football, you take Tom freaking Brady, who you're supposed to just be all on board with, and let him go see what he can do. Maybe they'll get a field goal, maybe they'll score a touchdown and win the game. Instead, Tom Brady and the offense never get to step on the field, and I think that has to do a little bit with the arrogance of Belichick and saying, hey, there's no way they're going to score a touchdown on us. Even if they score a field goal, we'll still get a shot to come and match. That's just bad thinking. You win the toss in overtime, you take the football. And I'm not sure. I guess people say it's Bill Belichick, man. He's got 3 Super Bowl rings. He's a pretty legitimate dude. You know, you just roll with the call that the coach makes. I would have asked them, and I think actually they said that the player asked Belichick, he's like, you want us to kick? Yeah. You want us to kick? And the player even said, I think Belichick looked at me like if I was concussed or something, because I asked him like 3 times if he was sure he wanted us to kick. So the player questioned it. He was told, you kick. And so they did. They lost the game, and the Jets now won. Now all the Jets need to do is beat the Buffalo Bills, and they're in the playoffs. And they send the Pittsburgh Steelers home. This is what's crazy about this scenario, folks. The Pittsburgh Steelers, if they beat the Browns this week, which I believe they will finish 10-6. They'll have a very nice 10-6 record, but they'll have nothing to show for it. Because if the Jets win, the Steelers will go home. The Jets will be 11-5. Steelers at 10-6 will not make the playoffs. That's pretty crazy. But that is the NFL this year. So let's get to it. Playoff picture for you. The NFC, my friends, is set. There is no other team that can make the playoffs. The six teams in the playoffs have been set. All that is left, all that remains, is the seeding. Now, here are the six teams that are going to make the playoffs. The Carolina Panthers have already won the NFC South. The Arizona Cardinals have won the NFC West. The Washington Redskins have won the NFC East. All that's up for grabs is the NFC North. We've got the 10-5 Vikings and the 10-5 Packers. They play against each other Sunday night football. It's been flexed to that night game. The winner of that game gets the North and gets the number 3 seed. The loser of that game becomes a wild card team and could be either the 5th or 6th seed. If the Vikings lose and the Seahawks win, the Vikings would be the 6th seed. The Seahawks would be the 5th seed by virtue of the Seahawks having a head-to-head win over the Minnesota Vikings. Now, if the Packers lose and the Seahawks win, the Seahawks would be the 6th seed and the Green Bay Packers would be the 5th seed because the Packers have the head-to-head win over Seattle. So that's how that's going to play out. As I said, the Washington Redskins are locked into the 4th seed. They cannot move up or down. They're stuck at 4. Seattle will be either 5 or 6, depending on whether it's Minnesota or Green Bay as the wild card. Arizona could be the number 1 seed if they win and the Panthers lose. The Panthers, all they got to do is win. They'll be the number 1 seed, and then that will lock in Arizona at 2. So that sets up the NFC. Those are the 6 teams. Those are Carolina, Arizona, Green Bay, Minnesota, Washington, and Seattle. They will not change. The only thing that's going to change after week 17 is the order. Now, AFC is a little bit trickier. We have the 6 teams that are in position right now. Patriots would be 1. Broncos would be 2. Cincinnati Bengals would be 3. The Houston Texans would be 4. And I believe, if I look at this correctly, the Houston Texans are locked into the 4th seed unless there is a miracle situation where the Indianapolis Colts could win this week, week 17, have the Houston Texans lose, and a host of 7 other games that need to happen in favor of the Colts so the Colts could win in the tiebreaker scenario. But come on, that's basically 9 games that the Colts need to fall their way. It's possible, but highly unlikely, highly unlikely. It looks like the Houston Texans will come out of the AFC South and get that 4th seed. Whoever comes out of the South is locked in to the 4th seed. They will be there. The wild card teams, right now as they stand, Kansas City Chiefs are already in. They're projected as the 5th seed. They will most likely be there. They've got the Raiders this weekend. They'll probably take care of business there. The Jets right now have the 6th seed in the playoffs as the wild card. All they have to do is beat the Bills, and they're in, regardless of what the Steelers do. Now, if the Jets lose and the Steelers beat the Cleveland Browns, then the Steelers would move into that 6th seed, and the Jets would be on the outside looking in. So that's pretty much the scenarios there. The Patriots, if they lose and the Broncos win, then the Broncos would jump up to the 1st seed. The Patriots would move to the 2nd seed. And actually might even move as far down as the 3rd seed, depending on tiebreakers with the Cincinnati Bengals. I don't have all of those in front of me. So 1, 2, and 3 is New England, Denver, Cincinnati. That order can change depending on the outcome of this weekend's games. 4 is not going to change. It's Houston. Unless there's the miracle that happens for the Indianapolis Colts, then it would be the Colts. Chiefs, pretty much set at the 5 spot with the wild card and the Jets 6. They could move up to the 5th seed if they win and the Chiefs were to lose, but they could also be out of the playoffs if they were to lose and the Steelers were to win. Woo! That's what it is. Week 17, and basically 14 teams are in it. In the NFC, all 6 teams are already in it. In the AFC, there are 2 teams on the outside that have slight chances of sneaking into the playoffs. Otherwise, it's the 6 teams ahead of them. And week 17 is going to be fun. It will be fun. So let's get to it. Let me welcome this week's fan picker, Unforgiven Potato. That's right. You heard me correctly. His name is Unforgiven Potato. Come on. I saw that name, and how can I not pick him? It's a great name. Look at it. It's an awesome name. So let's get to what Chris, also known as Unforgiven Potato, had to say about the games that we differ on. We differed on 4 games this week. I lost the challenge game last week, so it's my turn to pick the challenge game. So here we go. We'll start with El Juego Grande Estupendo de la Semana. That's right. The big game of the week obviously been flexed to Sunday Night Football. The winner gets in as the division champion. The loser still gets into the playoffs as a wild card team. So here you go. It's the Minnesota Vikings at Green Bay to face the Green Bay Packers. Sunday Night Football. The Packers are favored by 3 at home, meaning on a neutral field. It's a pick 'em in Minnesota. Minnesota would be favored by 3. Very interesting. The Vegas odds makers have this game pretty much as a pick 'em. 45.5 points, the over-under. I like the Minnesota Vikings, and I'll tell you why. The Vikings have to take this division. It's not going to be given to them. Many times throughout the season, they've had a 1-game lead over Green Bay in the division. But whenever they needed to make a statement and take the game, they couldn't. They lost the game, and then Green Bay tied them and had the tiebreaker. Here's where Minnesota has to say, enough's enough. Enough of Green Bay dominating this great NFC North. It's time for us to take it for ourselves. They need to step up, and they need to win. They need to take that momentum into the playoffs with them, and this is the time to do it. I think last time they didn't utilize Adrian Peterson enough. This time Adrian Peterson gets to work. I guarantee he goes for over 100 yards and gets into the end zone at least once. I like Minnesota to take care of the Packers. They're going to get after Aaron Rodgers. A lot of teams, like Arizona last week, got after Aaron Rodgers. They just made that offensive line look silly. I think the Vikings defense will do that this week, and they will win the football game. Unforgiven Potato says, I don't want Green Bay to win, but I'm still taking them. Minnesota are either hot or they're cold. Hot versus the Giants and a block of ice versus the Seahawks. I like Mini with their great young QB and AP if they are not on Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers are going to roll them over. But you don't like Mini. You like Green Bay. Your pick is Green Bay. So I'm not sure what you're trying to tell me here, Unforgiven Potato. He's got Green Bay on his picks. But he says he likes Mini with the great young QB and AB. But if they're not, Rodgers and Green Bay are going to roll over them. Okay, you've just confused me more by your statement. But he's got Green Bay. I've got the Minnesota Vikings. I think Teddy Bridgewater and Adrian Peterson will take care of business. All right, my speaking ability is starting to deteriorate here. So we'll move a little bit quicker through these games. Next are Games of the Week. This week, Games of the Week are games that have playoff implications with them. Games of interest, one team there is playoff implications for, the other team is there just because they have to play. And then you have the nap games where there is absolutely zero playoff implication for both teams. You got 2 teams that are looking forward to go home, with the exception of the Washington-Dallas game, Washington's already in the playoffs. They've clinched the East, so they're just there because they're playing Dallas, and Dallas really doesn't care anymore. They sent Dez Bryant off to the IR to get his foot worked on. So, games of the week, Seattle at Arizona. Seattle has to get a little bit of confidence going into the playoffs. Arizona is still trying to get that number one seed. I like the Arizona Cardinals, and so does Unforgiven Potato. Next game of the week, the New York Jets travel to Buffalo to face the Buffalo Bills. I've got the Jets. I think the Jets showed last week against the Patriots they are ready to take a step forward. They're ready to get into the playoffs. I really did not believe in the Jets all year long, and Todd Bowles really has this team playing good, solid football. I think they'll take care of business. They'll beat the Bills. The Bills will be without LeSean McCoy again. And even though they beat Dallas 60-6 last week, that was a very, very horrible performance by the Bills. Had they been playing anybody else, they would have gotten crushed. Jacksonville at Houston. Oh, wait a minute. Looks like Unforgiven Potato has the Bills. Let's see. The Bills have one of the best young QBs in Tyrod Taylor. If you could keep him healthy and keep him some good players around him like LeSean McCoy, they will do great. The Jets aren't bad either. This will be a pretty competitive game. Okay, I get that. I don't think so. The Bills are actually dogs at home. The Jets are favored by 2.5, so that tells you what Vegas thinks. I actually like the Jets to cover that spread and get the win on the road. Buffalo's just not going to get it done at home this week. They barely got it done at home last week against Dallas. I'll take the Jets. Chris has got the Bills. Jacksonville at Houston. We both like the Houston Texans. Jacksonville is not playing T.J. Yeldon. He is out for this game. Houston knows that they need to win. They cannot lose this football game and expect for everything else that needs to happen to happen. Just on the off chance that the Colts do get help from everyone else they need help from. I think Houston just wants to get in. They win, they go to 9-7, and they'll win their division outright from the Colts, and I think that's what they're headed. They're favored by 6.5 in this game, and I think they've got the defense to get it done, shut down Bortles, and win the game. We both have Houston. Pittsburgh at Cleveland. Here we differ on again. I have the Pittsburgh Steelers, and Unforgiven Potato has the Cleveland Browns at home. Pittsburgh is favored by 10.5, so I'm not sure what Unforgiven Potato is doing with Cleveland. He says, the only way the Browns win is if Big Ben goes down and Gary Brandage has a big game. But with all the Steelers' weapons, even that would be a tough game. If I could change my pick, I would and spare the fans another loss. You're killing me, Chris. You're killing me. You're supposed to send me why you have made the picks you've made, not change your picks last second. All right, I guess he is no longer taking Cleveland. We'll give him Pittsburgh. I am being so generous right now. I don't know why I'm being so generous to the fans. I should just make you stick with his original pick. I should, but I won't. That's being too mean. We'll let him change his pick to Pittsburgh. It is, after all, a double-digit spread. The Baltimore Ravens travel to Cincinnati to face the Bengals. We both have the Bengals. I have no idea. I cannot have even a remote clue as to why the Baltimore Ravens beat the Pittsburgh Steelers last week. They're not going to do it back-to-back week. Cincinnati's favored by 9. I like that. I think they win by double digits. I'll take the Bengals over Baltimore, especially at home. That takes us to games of interest. The New England Patriots travel down south to face the Miami Dolphins. New England's favored by 10. Both Unforgiven Potato and I like the Patriots to win on the road and secure the number one seed throughout the playoffs. Miami just, they never got going. They never found whatever it is they were going to try and find after the team fired their head coach, Philbin, and Campbell took over. They thought that, there was going to be a little something there. And for the first couple of weeks, yeah, it looked pretty good. It looked solid. It looked like the Miami Dolphins had found something under Campbell, but it just never really got going. They're 5-10. They're playing the Patriots team who still needs to clinch the number one seed. I think New England will take care of business, and they will win this football game. So does Unforgiven Potato. Next, the Oakland Raiders travel to Kansas City to face the Chiefs. We both have the Kansas City Chiefs. Kansas City favored by 7 in this game. I think they'll take care of business. Kansas City doesn't really have much to play for, but Andy Reid's not a big fan of resting players. So I think everyone will go out there and play good football, and the Chiefs will take care of business. San Diego traveling to Denver to face the Broncos. Oh, I feel sorry for the San Diego Chargers. They have not been super at all this season. They're sitting at 4-11, while Denver is at 11-4 with a chance, albeit a slight chance, to get that number one seed. They will win the game. Denver's favored by 9. I think they'll take care of business. San Diego still fighting for pride and playing pretty hard football, but they just won't have enough to go into Mile High and get it done. Unforgiven Potato takes Denver as well. Tennessee at Indianapolis. We both like the Colts. This game is off the board just because nobody knows who the heck's going to play quarterback for the Indianapolis Colts. But Mariota most likely will not play for Tennessee either. So this game is just, why is this game even a game of interest? I guess I put it as a game of interest because Indianapolis still has the scenario where all of these teams can win, and they can win, and they can still get the AFC South crown. But it's pretty improbable. You know what? Let's just take a look at how the Indianapolis Colts can make the playoffs, all right? First off, they have to win this game against Tennessee. They have to beat the Titans. That's first and foremost. That's the important part. If they can do that, then these are the 8 games they need to fall their way. So, as we said, they need to beat the Titans. Next, Jacksonville needs to beat the Houston Texans. So, they need the Jaguars to get hot, Blake Bortles to throw to the Allens and go all over Houston and beat the Texans. After those 2 games, which are obviously the 2 most important games, they beat Tennessee, Jacksonville beats Houston. Both of those teams are now 8-8. But there's a whole host of tiebreakers that also need to go their way for them to win the division. In order for that to happen, they need these 7 games to fall their way. Miami beating New England, Denver beating San Diego, Atlanta beating New Orleans, Baltimore beating Cincinnati, Buffalo beating the Jets, Oakland beating Kansas City, and Pittsburgh beating the Cleveland Browns. That's everything that Indy needs. So the 9 games are Colts over Tennessee, Titans, so many of them, Colts over Titans, Jags over Texans, Dolphins over Patriots, Broncos over Chargers, Falcons over Saints, Ravens over Bengals, Bills over Jets, Raiders over Chiefs, Steelers over Browns. I'll give you Steelers. I'll give you Falcons. I'll give you Broncos. That's pretty much it. Those 3 will happen. Yeah, Jacksonville conceivably could beat Houston. I don't see how San Diego beats Denver. I don't see how Baltimore beats Cincinnati. I don't see how the Bills beat the Jets. And I don't see how Oakland beats Kansas City. But if all of that happens, Indy will be the champion of the AFC South and get in at 8-8. And maybe Chuck Pagano saves his job. But that's everything that needs to happen there. Don't see it happening. Both Unforgiven Potato and I, though, have Indianapolis beating Tennessee. Then final game of interest, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers travel to Carolina to face Cam Newton and the Carolina Panthers. No way, Jose. That's not going to happen. Tampa Bay is not getting an upset. We both like Carolina and Cam Newton to get the number one seed and head into the playoffs with a win, coming off their only loss of the season. Carolina is a 10.5-point favorite. I don't know about that, but they sure will win the game. All right, nap game. All right, in the final 5 games of the year, the Washington Redskins travel to Dallas to face the Dallas Cowboys. I was kind of sort of hoping this would be for the division. Didn't play out that way with Romo only playing 4 games this season. The Cowboys and only really finishing 2 of those games, Carolina and Philadelphia. He got knocked out of those games. So started 4, finished 2, and that's all she wrote for Dallas because they could not find a competent quarterback, which is weird because Brandon Whedon got a win for Houston last week. So why couldn't he win for Dallas? A lot of questions that Jason Garrett and his coaching staff will have to answer. But as far as Stephen Jones is concerned, Garrett's job is safe. So look for Jason Garrett to be at the helm one more season, at least one more season next year. Both Unforgiven Potato and I are taking the Washington Redskins, although I may have liberty to take the Dallas Cowboys later on tomorrow if right before the game I feel like the Cowboys have a chance. Detroit at Chicago, we're both taking the Lions to take care of the Bears. Bears are favorite by a point, so if you took Chicago, it would be Trisha's special upset special, but don't think it's going to happen. We are pretty sure the Lions will take care of business. The next and third and final game that we differ on, the New Orleans Saints at Atlanta. I like the Saints to win this football game. They're going to try and send Peyton and Drew Brees out in style. And although Atlanta did get the win last week against Carolina, they are now officially out of the playoffs. Don't really have anything to play for. Atlanta will lay an egg after coming off that emotional high where they beat Carolina last week. They won't be able to pull it off against the Saints this week. And in the final game, nap game, the St. Louis Rams travel to San Francisco to face the 49ers. We're both taking the St. Louis Rams simply because the 49ers don't have a lot of much of anything going on for them, right? They're even dogs at home. St. Louis is favored by 3.5. So that tells you all you need to know about the San Francisco 49ers. Okay, we are going to take the challenge game. Well, I will have you know that had I made him keep Cleveland as the team he chose, I would have quickly made Pittsburgh over Cleveland the challenge game. But since he removed that, I'm going to go with the Jets. I think the Jets will take care of Buffalo without a problem. The Jets really want to get into the playoffs for their coach. I think they will go out there, play hard. And the Bills, just last week, looked abysmal against the Cowboys. And that's just a team that they should have dominated. I mean, it was 6-6 for the longest time. And they only wound up winning by 10. But that was a three-point game. It was 9-6 heading into the fourth quarter. So I don't think Buffalo is going to fare well against the likes of the Jets, who have a full squad. Brandon Marshall and Eric Decker, who are playing some great football at the wide receiver position. I like the Jets. I'll make that the challenge game, and I'll roll with New York to get me the win. Which, the magic number is 2, people. If the Jets were to win, it would give me a 3-game lead with 4 weeks of football to go. The wild card, the divisional, the championship, and the Super Bowl. So the magic number is 2. There are 5 weeks right now. If I win 2 of them, fans would not be able to catch me this year. So it would give me back-to-back wins over the fans in the challenge game. I know, Richard, I know you're out there saying, but I won 3 times. How can that happen? Well, yeah. Maybe you and I should go mano a mano all year next year. Maybe that's what we should do. But for now, that's the challenge game. Jets at Buffalo. I've got the Jets. Unforgiven Potato and the fans have the Buffalo Bills. Wherever you are, however you are doing, and however you are listening to the show, thank you for continuing to listen to NFL Rants and Raves. Hopefully I'll be back with a much clearer and better voice next week as I get you ready for the wild card weekend. And if you'd like to be a guest picker during the playoffs, please shoot me an email at steven@rarn.net so I can get someone to come on and talk playoff football with me. That's all the time I've got. I'm Steven Miranda, and you've been listening to NFL Rants and Raves. I'm out.